Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Yeah, righty, good morning. Brock Hunter.
Well, hello, Brock.
Well, hello, Hunter.
It is a Friday, and how are you doing?
I'm swell. Thanks for asking, pal.
Oh, golly. Was it Leave It to Beaver?
Leave It to Beaver. Which, by the way, like, I can never say Leave It to Beaver and not like, Beaver. You know what I mean?
Right, laugh.
It's every
so
time.
You know what I heard? This is a fun fact. So people like you and I, born in 1985, right?
Yep.
We look back at the 50s. And we look at the 50s like Leave It to Beaver, right?
Yeah.
You kind of look at the TV shows and you kind of, okay, that's how they lived their lives at that time. That's not how it was at all. So TV came out with Leave It to Beaver to portray the 50s in that way. It actually wasn't. It was quite rough.
Well, yeah. I mean,
Golly wasn't in the language. They were definitely dropping F-bombs. They were definitely.
You had the Korean War. You had a bunch of people coming off of the great. Weren't far off
real
from
men.
The Second World War. Segregation still everywhere. Yeah, it wasn't all roses and pies on the windowsill. Oh, yeah, for sure.
That was kind of planned out. That they made those TV shows, like Leave It to Beaver. What were some other ones? Like Gilligan's Island.
Yeah,
you know, some of those,
that was
like,
a little bit late. But yeah,
ball.
for sure. Well, I mean, I think you look back at any generation. Like, I mean, we remember the 90s. Like, oh, my God, the 90s were made. The 90s still had a lot of things wrong with it. We just, you know.
Do you think, like, the TV shows and the movies, they'll portray the 90s legitimately, though? Legitimately, I should think.
I mean, I honestly, I couldn't tell. I mean, because I think about the movies I watched in the 90s, like Biodome, and I don't know, is that a good representation? Encino Man? I mean, is that where we're at right there? I don't know. Why did I pick two Pauly Shore movies? He was a big influence on me. Big influence. Yeah.
In the Army now.
Yeah.
What about that one?
Classic. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Seen a lot of camel's toes, but never on any camels. I say that at least once a week. That's from In the Army Now. All right.
Fun fact, though, there.
Well, good. Yeah, I like it. Should we move on now?
No.
All right. No, we'll just end it. No. We got to do your WTF of the day. Let's get it.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
You bet buds in the beer.
What is up, Katie? Yeah. Love them over there, man. All right. Look, I'm going to start this off by saying... I'm not sitting here telling you to get vaccinated. I'm not sitting here to tell you to, you know, wear a mask or what. I'm just telling you what I'm reading, okay?
Don't tell me what to do, devil woman.
And you just take it into consideration, whatever you may need to do. So there was a guy who recently had a serious bout with COVID. Right? They didn't give out his name. I wish they would have given out his name. Maybe his name is Richard. You'll see why when I get to it. Anyway, he recently wrote into an advice podcast saying that after his nasty bout of COVID last summer, he's lost about an inch and a half of length on his... Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So COVID made his weenie go down to cocktail size, if you know what I mean.
Man. You know what? It's wild because you are the only one.
I was going to say, Hunter, if you lost an inch and a half, you'd have nothing there. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you know what? It'd be an innie, not a downie.
So he's not alone. Now, it is rare, according to doctors, but doctors confirmed that it is possible for COVID to cause permanent shrinkage of your manhood. I don't know. Maybe it affects, like, the vessels, the way the blood flows. I don't know. I'm not a wiener doctor. What are you talking about here, man? I'm just telling you what I see here. So,
I got COVID wiener. I swear it's bigger.
Yeah, it's no longer, I was in the pool. It was, I had COVID. That's what it is.
Imagine having COVID in the cold pool.
Unbelievable. Gone.
He's like a Ken doll.
Like a Ken doll down there. So, again, look, man, this is not me trying to, you do you, okay? All right? That's not my place to say anything. I'm just letting you know that there is a chance, fellas, that you could lose a little bit on your little fella.
Your wife could be rocking a bigger package than you if you get COVID.
All I'm saying is it probably good for me, you know, because I'm packing so much down there. It's like probably good. I could shave off an inch or two. It'd probably be a little better, you know. Yeah.
Sounds legit.
Big old swinging lap hog I got, you know what I mean? That's not true. That's not true.
No, not at
all. I definitely do not need this. Definitely, this would not help me at all.
It's like a little mushroom.
It ain't long, but it sure is skinny. All right, there you go. That is your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. We'll be back.